World Encephalitis Day.
It's February 22nd. It just acknowledges all people with encephalitis who have passed or are sick now or who have recovered.
That's Kat Holdren of Bloomsburg, one of those who deals with this issue every day. Her case came about due to an autoimmune condition, but infection can also lead to swelling of the brain. Regardless of its origin, encephalitis can happen to anyone.
I was 26 and I was really healthy, or so I thought.
However it begins, it can lead to life-changing consequences. While encephalitis is more common than conditions like MS or cerebral palsy, Kat's specific illness was far more rare.
It's called anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis. Antibodies in your blood attack receptors in your brain, causing psychosis, and then your brain swells. I'm the 582nd diagnosed case. The disease was discovered in 2007 by my neurologist and his colleague.
While symptoms can vary, sensory changes and confusion are common.
I was doing things that were really out of character. Things like I was driving erratically. I would drive poorly, but I would also drive for just hours, just with no destination. I didn't sleep for weeks.
But the symptoms alone are not sufficient for diagnosis. Spinal taps and brain scans are often needed. Treatment plans, such as chemotherapy drugs, are being developed. But hope remains that awareness raised on days like this one can provide the promise of a better future. For WPGM News, I'm Matthew James reporting.